Glory to God. Woohoo! 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Second Corinthians 5:16. Glory. Is everybody there? Let's speak this together. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are ambassadors, representatives. We represent a government, an eternal government. We are diplomats. It's an official, it's the official highest office of rank and representation of the kingdom of God. Is everybody with me? It is the official highest rank. We are not only diplomats, we are called ambassadors. We represent the eternal kingdom of God, his government. And the Bible tells us that on his shoulders is his government. Amen? He's the government. He is the eternal government who was, who is, and who always will be. In other words, the kingdom of God is a government. It's not only a kingdom, but it has a government. And we represent the kingdom of God, the government of the kingdom of God. It's ruling position, it's ruling authority, it's ruling power. We represent it. Not only do we represent it, but we carry it. Amen. In Psalm 149 and verse 6, Psalm 149 verse 6, glory, glory, and glory. Everybody there? Almost? Traveling? We can start at verse 5. It's not too far off. Hallelujah. Is everybody there now? Okay. Let the saints be what? Joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. This is called executive power. Everyone say executive power. It is a position of power and authority to execute laws, functions, and judgment. I'll say that again. It's executive power. It is a position of power and authority to execute laws, functions, and judgments. We, as the saints of God, have been granted this position and authority. It is called executive power. And that's what we're going to talk about today, executive power. Not only are we ambassadors, that represent an eternal government and kingdom and diplomats of the highest rank, but we carry what's called executive power, a position of power and authority to execute laws, functions, and judgment. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Executive power. Acts 1, 4. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. Let me repeat that again. He commanded them. In other words, don't you dare go out there without being filled with my spirit and represent me. You go out there in a religious state, you're going to lose. He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Does everybody get it? We are not, how can I say this? I guess you can't say it any other way. There's so many other parts of the body that just decreed that you just need to be baptized with water and you're fine. No, God required, he commanded that we be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Commanded it. You know, everybody get that? So people that preach that there's not the baptism of the Holy Spirit and it's for them, they're ridiculous. They prevent people from walking in the power and executive power of God Almighty. Hello? Verse 6. Therefore, then we don't have to go there. Yeah, we better go there. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, what will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? No, he wasn't interested in restoring Israel. He was interested in establishing the kingdom of God. Then Israel can be restored. But without the kingdom, there would be no restoration of Israel. Amen? And then he came with this phrase, which is phenomenal. He says, listen. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power, executive power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Wow. So executive power, can you be a witness? No. No. And remember, the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but what? It's in power. Power to what? What is power? Think about what power is. It is the ability or force to overcome or drive out. I'm going to say that again. What is power? It is the ability or force to overcome and drive out. Everybody okay? My sneakers are squeaking. Sounds like I'm riding a horse on a saddle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God wants to restore the kingdom of God with executive power on earth. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Glory. Oh, happy days. Second Corinthians 4, verse 7, and we're going to speak it now. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. What kind of power? Executive power. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that what? The life of Jesus also might be what? Manifested in us. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus, will what? Who also raised us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Ooh. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. So that it may be the power of God and not us. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Executive power. Let's speak it. Let a man so consider his servants of Christ. In other words, servants to the anointing. Servants to the power of God, isn't it? And stewards of the mysteries of God. So we're to be servants to Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful, consistent, alert. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Executive positions with executive power. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 5. And let me see. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Executive power. Glory to God. Is everybody there? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Let's say that again. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Well, can he overcome the world without executive power? No. So there's a difference between born again and saved. I'm going to say it again. There's a difference between born again and saved. Why? Because one is born of the Spirit when you are baptized in the Spirit. What happens? The seed of God, the seed of truth of salvation, which is planted in us, bursts. And you get you're a new creation. Does everybody get it? Why? Because the anointing comes on that seed and bursts that seed. That's why when people, you can ask a person, are you born again or saved? Well, I'm both. Okay, well then, let's pray in the Spirit. Well, what do you mean? Our Father who art in heaven. No, bro. You're saved. You're still living in the outer courts. You need to get born again by the Spirit of God and live in the holy place and have access to the most holy place. There's a difference. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who what? Oh, wait a minute. Did we do this? Yeah. All right, let's go to verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Is faith have power? Yes, the power of faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Verse 6. This is he who comes by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, here we are. We are entering the executive branch. You ready? For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these are one. That's the executive branch. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, water, and blood, and these agree as one. That's the executive branch in this realm. So there's the executive branch in the spirit realm and the executive branch in the physical realm. Is everybody okay? And there are three that bear witness on earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. Woo. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar. Oh, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in Jesus, in his Son. He who has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you, you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Amen. Now again, there's a difference between born again and saved. It doesn't mean that even if a person is not baptized in the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean they're not going home. Amen. But they do not carry the executive power. Does everybody understand that? Good. So this was the executive branch here, the Father, Son, and Spirit. In Psalm 68, verse 32. Executive power. Oh, that we may know who we really are. See, the enemy plays with this just because we take authority and in our executive power, we don't see something happen right away. Then he begins to tell you, well, it didn't happen. When you've got to stand firm that it did happen, no matter whether you see it or you don't. Amen? Yes. Psalm 68, verse 32. Yeah, 68, verse 32. It's one of these psalms in here, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your putting up with us. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together, please. 32. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides on the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than the holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Does everybody see it? Blessed be God. He gives what? Strength and power to his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Executive power. Should make you feel like you're somebody. Everyone say, I'm somebody. I'm glad you're all somebody. Glory. Is everybody there? Verse 18, let's speak it together, please. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the what? Power of God. Executive power. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So very, very powerful, isn't it? Oh, it's the message of the cross is what? Power. So that means God's word is power. Glory to God. Let's go somewhere. Let's go to Hebrew. Chapter 2, verse 5. No, let's not. Let's go to John 18, verse 1. I'm trying to read my writing. I have to interpret my own writing, you know? John 18, verse 1. Oh, yes. Everybody there? Let's speak. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a dispatchment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, Whom are you seeking? They asked him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to him, I am he. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with him. Now when Jesus had said to them, I am he, they all drew back and fell to the ground. Whoa! Power, executive power. Does everybody see that? Now, I am he. Now remember the great I am. Amen? But didn't he give us his name to use as the great I am? So demonic forces fall back when you speak the name of Jesus. Power. That's executive power. Oh, hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. I am he. Poof. They all fell. They fell back. I mean, can you imagine? It's almost like such a force of power that just pushed them right back and they fell to the ground. Because he said, I am he. In other words, he was revealing that he's giving his life. They had no power to take it. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to, Proverbs 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Everybody there? Death and life are what? In the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Wow. So there's, remember, when you speak the name, because there's death and life in the power of the tongue, because what you sow is what you reap. Amen. But then there's the ability of executive power that pushes back the powers of darkness. You have executive power. It's different. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5. Hebrews 2, verse 5. We are ambassadors with executive power. Let's speak it. For he has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified, all one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. So Jesus shows up and worships with us. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Are we the seeds of Abraham? Yes. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he also be to aid those who are what? Being tempted also. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Hallelujah. Executive power. Thank you, Lord. Now, we know that God's presence is power, isn't it? Amen? The anointing is eternal presence and power of God Almighty. But when you realize in his presence is love. Love is power. It's a power from above. It's not from the earth. It's from above. Verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. It's the power of love. Amen. Love never fails. Fails. Mark 16, 16. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 15, okay? Since it's right next, not right above it. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it won't hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Why? Because of executive power. Power in his name, power in his blood, power in his word, power in his presence. 1 John chapter 2, and we'll close here, verse 18. First John chapter 2, verse 18. You know, the devil comes and steals to kill and destroy. What's the first thing he likes to steal? Your identity. First John 2:18. Hallelujah. Anybody there yet? Good. Let's speak it together. Little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Why? Because you carry executive power. You represent the executive branch. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ or the Anointed One? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I've written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And in other words, it's difficult to deceive you. Does everybody get it? And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him. So think about this. The carrier of the executive power, Holy Spirit, teaches you. So not only do you have executive power, but by what things are being exercised and used, you're learning. You're expanding more and more in knowledge and understanding. Every single day, you're growing stronger and you're dying more and more and more. Yes, we are anointed executives with the executive power, ambassadors, and forerunners of the Lord's return. So don't let nobody play with you, man. Kick blessed assurance, drive them out, force them out, and destroy them. Amen. And release the judgment where it's needed to be. That's your authority, your power as an executive with executive power. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. Seal it. Seal it, protect it. And let it come back as remembrance of who we are in you and who you are in us. In Jesus' name.